flip it.
Ladies and gentlemen, flip it. It's time now to flip it. It's Flip It Friday with Nikki Morse.
Flip it.
And Wayne Pond and I will just sit around and listen while Nikki has a word for us today. First of all, Wayne, how are you, buddy?
Happy weekend, guys. Go Heels.
Yeah.
Go get them down in East Carolina.
You got it. Now let's find out what Nikki has in store for us.
All right.
What you got, Nick?
Well, I got a word for you. Here we go. Today's word is errorist. E-R-R-O-R-I-S-T. It's hard for me to say clearly. Errorist.
That's hard word, sort of like rural.
Error. Yeah, kind of like that. It's very hard. Anyway, it's someone who repeatedly makes mistakes or is basically always wrong. So, ladies, your husband. If you need a visual, just look to your left.
Or right. Wherever he is, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
Another way of saying that the success formula for any happy marriage is yes, dear.
Yes, I'm just playing on that. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, errorist. Try not to be one if you can possibly make that happen over the weekend. But it's someone who...
I mean...
What?
I was going to say, in the history of religion, weren't the errorists the ones that went completely wrong, and that's why they're completely forgotten?
I imagine so.
I don't know.
Because I don't remember.
Neither do I.
They ain't no more. They ain't no more.
Well,
only you have a memory stretching back that far, Wayne.
Wow. Ron knew the original Greek gods of American radio, so don't give me any baloney about who's older than the other.
Yeah, let's not go back to sand.
Yeah.
Errorists.
All right. I like it. I like it, Nick. I like it. I'm going to write it down and maybe keep it for an hour or two.
Yeah, there you go. Someone who repeatedly makes mistakes or is always wrong.
I'll probably forget about it and then
be one.
Pronounce it wrong next hour.
There you go.